From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. European Union finance ministers meeting in Poland are considering a tax on financial transactions to cover the cost of bank bailouts. Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw. The idea is meeting some opposition.
The EU wants to find a way to take some of the burden of paying for bank bailouts away from taxpayers, which is increasingly unpopular. This proposal would shave a tiny fraction off of many financial dealings in the EU to raise funds to repay some of the billions of euros that governments have had to pump into ailing banks. France and Germany are in favor of the tax, but the UK, which has a huge financial sector in London, is opposed. They fear it will force financial businesses out of the EU and into other markets. Any proposal would need to be passed by the entire European Parliament. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
At the United Nations yesterday, the Security Council unanimously approved the establishment of a UN support mission in Libya and eased some financial and arms sanctions. Linda Vasulo reports the new operation, which has an initial three-month mandate, will not involve UN peacekeepers or police.
The resolution calls for assisting Libya's transitional leadership restore public security and services, promote the rule of law and reconciliation, undertake inclusive political dialogue, draft a constitution, and hold elections. It also lifts sanctions on two major Libyan oil companies and eases some bank and weapons restrictions aimed at spurring economic recovery. The resolution does not change the status of NATO's military role in Libya. Earlier, the General Assembly voted to allow Libya's Transitional National Council to assume the country's UN seat. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Officials say they suspect a mechanical problem caused a crash at an air show in Reno, Nevada yesterday. A World War II-era fighter plane plunged into the grandstands, killing the pilot and two spectators. At least 56 people were injured. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval visited the crash site.
Think of the victims and their families first. They need your thoughts and prayers. And thereafter, the emergency personnel are going to continue to be working extremely hard. I did have an opportunity to visit the site, and it is horrific.
The pilot was a 74-year-old movie stunt pilot described as very experienced and very qualified. The Transportation Security Administration says it's fired or suspended dozens of workers at Honolulu's airport because they didn't screen check bags for explosives. This is the single largest personnel action in the agency's history. It investigated after being told by Honolulu employees that thousands of bags weren't checked properly or screened for explosives. The National Treasury Employees Union represents the workers. It said employees were under pressure to make sure flights departed on time. This is NPR News. President Obama again today appealed to Americans to pressure Congress to pass his jobs bill.
The time for action is now. No more games, no more gridlock, no more division or delay. It's time for the people you sent to Washington to put country before party, to stop worrying so much about their jobs and start worrying more about yours.
In his weekly address, the president said everything in his plan is the kind of idea that's been supported by both Democrats and Republicans in the past. It would spend tens of billions of dollars on public works projects, help states avoid laying off teachers and emergency workers, and reduce the taxes withheld from workers for Social Security and Medicare. This is France's annual Heritage Weekend, when the owners of ancient homes open their doors to display the wealth and the glory of French civilization. Frank Browning reports from Paris this year, the Sarkozy government has added a new attraction, nuclear power plants.
No carved marble stairways, no leaded glass windows, no gilt-edged spires. Visitors will only get to see machine and command rooms, not the pools where radioactive fuel rods bubble away in hot water to generate electricity. President Sarkozy and his cabinet, facing growing pressure to abandon nuclear power, decided that the population should have a chance to see just how safe and friendly France's 58 nuke plants really are. While France's nuclear power plants are regarded as the safest in the world, some 1,100 minor accidents were reported last year. France gets just under 80% of its power from nuclear energy. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.